This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The first night of the Republican National Convention featured speeches denouncing Democrats, painting a bleak future should Joe Biden be elected president. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
In one speech, a school teacher said conservative values are being attacked by labor unions. A small business owner talked of unwarranted pandemic shutdowns and riotous mobs. Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz outlined what he sees as a horror film, with Joe Biden as an extra and ordinary people trapped in a dark and dangerous world.
They'll disarm you, empty the prisons, lock you in your home, and invite MS-13 to live next door.
Earlier Monday, delegates in Charlotte, North Carolina, approved resolutions, including one labeling the Southern Poverty Law Center, which catalogs hate groups, as a radical organization. I'm Tim McGuire.
And U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo made the promise Monday that the United States will ensure Israel retains a military advantage in the Middle East under a future U.S. arms deal with the United Arab Emirates. He was speaking after a meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem. A U.S. brokered deal on normalizing relations between Israel and the UAE was announced August 13th, but there has been some dissent in Israel over the prospect of the Gulf power now obtaining advanced U.S. weaponry like F-35 warplanes. Pompeo said Washington had provided the UAE with military support for more than 20 years, measures he described as needed to stave off shared threats from Iran, also Israel's arch foe. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas said the deal is a betrayal to the Palestinians. The Israeli-UAE deal is seen as breaking a tradition among most Arab countries. This is VOA News.